Now, I'm joined each week by a different member of Brentwood Council, not always in the studio, but today Greg Campbell joining me live. So it's great to see you.
Thanks, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning to you too. So let's kick off. It's coming up to Christmas. You might see my sad effort behind you, which is a Christmas tree I quickly decorated. Exactly. Greg's laughing. But we have got spectacular decorations going up, haven't we, and Christmas trees.
We have, and the Christmas trees have just been put up in the last week. So they're all over Brentwood. There's one in Brentwood High Street, Shenfield High Street, St Thomas's Church, outside the Town Hall as well. And these have been sponsored by groups like RCH Care Homes, Hallmark Care Homes, Brentwood Razzmatazz, Mullis and Peak LP Solicitors as well. So they've all been sponsored by those guys and also supported by the Brentwood Business Partnership and sponsored by Beresford's and Tees, which is great that we can get them up, get them decorated, add that bit of Christmas cheer to the town.
Yes, absolutely. Now, after last year's, or this year's rather, success of the Safari Trail, which was absolutely brilliant, there were so many pictures and people got involved, we've now got a Naughty Elf Trail.
Yes, the Naughty Elf Trail, and it's great that this is starting. And it starts, just to get everyone ready for it, it's the 2nd of December, and it goes on all the way through December to the 23rd. And it's in Brentwood, and it's in Shenfield, and it's in Ingatestone. And you can do all three, or you can just do one. But go out there, go and find those Naughty Elves. We want pictures again, we want them coming through. Get everyone, the family involved. I was dragged out on the Safari Trail, it was great fun. I think everyone was, so really get out there and have some great fun. And just to mention, at the same time, there's the Christmas going to start in Crown Street, and it's a Christmas in Crown Street on the 27th of November, and there's lots of things going on from 10 a.m. that day, including St Thomas's choir going to be there.
And hopefully Santa will be making an appearance.
I'm sure he will.
He's
very
busy this time of year, but he always manages to get to Brentwood. If you go to all the W's, discoverbrentwood.co.uk as well, we will talk more about some other activities that are coming up. But everything is listed there, and there's lots and lots of things going on, because obviously Brentwood Lighting Up, which is the big celebration, is not going to be happening like it would have done. But I think these little events all over are actually better for business, and better for people who can't maybe just make that one day when it's absolutely crammed in.
And we hope so. And we think by spreading it out in that way, exactly right, it spreads it out over the whole time leading up to Christmas, which, as you point out, hopefully better for business, better for people who couldn't make that one-off event.
Yeah.
And they can come along, they can go to Saturday the 11th of December, for example, Christmas in Brentwood High Street. There's going to be entertainment. And as you say, Santa will be there, his big red chair's going to be there. Loads of things happening in the Bay Tree Centre as well. Jack Frost puppy show, different things going on, and then Christmas in Shenfield, which is Saturday the 4th of December, which is going to be entertainment for the family from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. and then on in Ingatestone we've got lots going on, and importantly Sunday 12th of December, Ingatestone Christmas market, so over 60 stalls, and that's 12 till 6 p.m. so lots of things, and they're only just a selection from each of those kind of high streets. So there are other things going on. As Michelle said, go to discoverbrentwood.co.uk. Full list is on there, and hopefully keep you and the family entertained throughout Christmas, and hopefully provide very much more popular than the one-off event that used to happen.
Yep, definitely. Policy Resources and Economic Development Committee will be meeting on the 24th of November. So what will you be discussing?
Ah, you brought us back down to earth, haven't you? From Christmas and getting excited to a committee meeting. Yeah, so we're being proposed... Two or three things being proposed on that evening. There's a proposal of a new economic development strategy, which is looking to maximise opportunities for employment and growth and really rejuvenate the borough's high street and deliver new business parks to harness, I suppose, the borough's key location within the south of Essex when you think about where we're based and how many opportunities we've got. So that's going to be coming through on the evening. There's also the proposed new business growth grant. Brentwood Borough Council have already distributed £2.72 million in additional restriction grants from central government, and that's in the last 12 months. But we've still got another £250,000 available. And if this is approved, it can be used by local businesses as match funding to help them unlock further grants from organisations such as Low Carbon Across Essex, which is referred to as LOCASE, or South Essex Boost, SEB. So if those are approved, they'd be supporting bringing back Essex businesses and fully fully funded by Essex County Council, which offers up to 12 hours of free business support. And that's kind of ensure Brentwood Business gets help to analyse viable project options before submitting their grant.
Can I just ask, so that bit there, I know we've had 2 million additional restriction grants.
Yep.
So there is actually £250,000 still available, or it could be.
It's still available.
Still available. Yeah. So if people out there have a business, is there a particular website they need to go to, or just go to the council website to have a look?
Yeah, so go to the council website, but it would direct you to the Business at Brentwood one as well.
Yeah.
So go to the main website and you'll be able to find on there the right link to take you to the Business at Brentwood website page that you need to go on to find out more about that and what you need to do to apply.
Yeah, because even if you've applied before, you still might be able to get part of that grant, possibly.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out. And yeah, the best thing is to speak to the experts there. I think Laurie Edmonds is always up on these things, and she'll be able to provide advice for the businesses.
Okay, you heard it here. There we go. Get on the phone, get on the emails. Sorry to interrupt you there.
That's
go ahead,
okay.
Greg.
And the last one, pick up on, is the proposed removal of council tax discounts that are given to owners of empty and second homes. They're the four main items that are going on the evening. There's some others, but they're four main items.
Right, BEBA, Brentwood Environmental Business Alliance. When we had the big do here at the Brentwood Centre, which I keep forgetting, the Brentwood Business...
Brentwood Business Showcase.
That's the one. It goes through my mind every time, and I don't know why, but it was a huge success. But 25 businesses have signed up for this, and other businesses can get involved as well. Tell us about BEBA for people who might not know what it is.
At the showcase, it was fantastic. The showcase itself was brilliant, great speakers. Obviously, we had Barry Hearn here as well. Wonderful day, and we launched BEBA on that day, Brentwood Environmental Business Alliance. And it's a pledge to the environment. It's a pledge for businesses to say, this is what we're going to join up to, working with Brentwood Council and working through what we can do as a borough with the businesses in the borough to actually make that impact on the carbon footprint. But it's not just about that. It's about everything that we can do, the thinking about, you know, the use of plastics within businesses. And this was us coming together with businesses to try and lead a group that can say, yep, we're going to be right at the forefront of this. And I think we're the only ones in Essex that have started this. Mm. I'm not sure of any other authorities done this or worked with their businesses in such a way. So we're really happy. And we worked with Baker Labels to get this going in the first place, which was fantastic. So it wasn't just from a council point of view, it was actually the commercial sector coming to us saying, we need something, we want to work together. And this is our response. We're going to have a meeting shortly on this with all those who have signed up. But if you want to know more about it, go to the Brentwood Council website, have a look for BEBA, go into it, look at the pledge, look at what we're doing, and get involved. If you're a business and you want to be involved in this and developing and changing the environment within our locality, which we know is going to have a major impact everywhere else, it's those small things that we can do make a much bigger impact.
Yep. And we were just talking off air as well about questions coming in from listeners out there in Brentwood. And just to let you know that each week we do have a different member of Brentwood Council on air, normally on my show on a Friday at 11:30. And as Greg has said, if you do want to get your questions in, you can always send in questions before the Friday, if possible, so we can get them to the right person. Because although if you send a question in a bit too late, it would be unfair of me to ask a member of the council who might not actually know about that particular point that somebody's making.
Exactly. Thank you for being so sensitive for us.
but they're really happy to answer questions on air. So if you do have any questions, radio@phoenixfm.com, and then we'll put those to the council. Whoever is on the Friday, hopefully we'll be able to answer your questions live on air.
Yeah.
But we do need to give the person a little bit of warning before we fire off a question, because, as I said, it might not be their department. Now, getting on to the awards, the Civic Awards, which I attended this year, were fabulous, absolutely fabulous. And Civic Awards nominations are open again. So how can people nominate, and what sort of type of people are you looking for?
Yep, so first of all, there's the Civic, they're open until February, or it closes on February the 14th next year. So start thinking about it now, start getting your nominations in, because we'd like to hear from you if you believe that there's someone in the community that's making a difference, whether they're individuals or they made a group change somewhere, or if it's something, a lifetime achievement you think they've done. Let us know about it. Talk to council. Go to the mayors.secretary@brentwood.gov.uk. So if you email the mayors.secretary@brentwood.uk, and then we'll be able to put you in place for the nomination form, which is also online on our council website. So have a look at it. But the awards are being given for the service to the community, lifetime achievement, and also, sorry, I forgot, the Young Volunteer of the Year.
Oh.
Really important, that one. There's lots of people, especially in the last couple of years, coming forward, youngsters in the kind of community that are doing things. So have a think. Who is it out there that you'd like to nominate? Go online, go onto our website. Find the nomination paper, put your nominations in, and let us know them really early so we can start making decisions, because they start judging around March time.